What's up, everybody? Eric Kaiser. It's my spiritual awakening. I think today is November 4th. No, today's November 6th. Wow, time is flying by. Damn. So anyway, I haven't been on here much lately. I've been trying to get life in order. And if you're trying to get life in order, you kind of forget about things like a podcast. I have been doing my Facebook Lives, though, and sharing with people and trying to motivate people to kind of live their lives a little bit better. Because my game plan in life is to create millions and millions and millions of dollars by helping other people. Through the Dab Project, through my t-shirt brand I got coming out that's more of a movement against alcohol. And, I'm working on all kinds of things, When it comes to alcohol and addictions, I really think I can help people cure them through just creating new habits and, meditation and just got to get inside and you just got to love yourself. I learned that about myself. My life went the way it did because I didn't have any self-worth. I didn't love myself. I straight up just hated myself because, it was kind of the way I grew up. I just didn't have anybody picking me up. My mom had enough to deal with dealing with my dad, and my dad just wasn't there. He wasn't present. He was living his own life. He was cheating. He was doing him. So I didn't come up with that. I didn't come up with self-love. My sisters, they were in the same boat. And then, as I got older, I felt like my oldest sister hated me. Me and my other sister got along, but just didn't come from a family that really lifted each other up. And, it wasn't about love. It wasn't about anything like that. So I learned a lot about myself, and I learned that's why I got stuck in, the type of relationships that I got into. I just didn't have any self-worth, so it was okay to get in relationships where each of us treated each other like shit. My last one, it's going to take me a long time to get over that. 6 years of literally trying to help a person and finding out in the end that she just the whole entire time just painting this damn picture of me where, don't get me wrong, I was never an innocent person. I had a mouth on me. I've admitted this 1,000 times because I'm awake. I can admit my wrongs. I've already ripped them layers off, I don't let her get me now, right? She still talks shit. She still yells at me. She still treats me like crap. And, even at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I still look at her and I say, we need to be friends. We need to get along. This is for our kids. And I ask her, are you planning on making $100 million? I am. So maybe you should start being nice to the person who, you've been crapping on for the last 6 years and you still continue to crap on. Don't let yourself get sucked into that type of relationship. Men, women, anybody. If you don't have self-love, you need to stop and find it now. I literally hired somebody to start getting inside way deep and figure out where I'm broken and how I can get fixed. And so I never fall down that trap again because I don't want my next relationship to turn into that and have to learn more lessons. I want to stay awake and aware as I am right now forever. Just get better and better spiritually and get deeper and deeper inside myself to the point where I'm a perfect example. And that way people will look at me and look at my lifestyle, look at what I achieved and say, I want that guy to mentor me. I want to work with that guy. He knows what he's doing. He went from not having a driver's license, not having contact with his kids, just having a very, very rough life and being in all kinds of trouble to being a person that stands on stage and motivates tens of thousands of people if I can get to that level, But it's going to start off, I don't care if I do it in front of 5 people or 10 people, 10 kids, 20 kids, 30 kids, because this is all about the kids to me. I don't want kids to grow up like me because parents are not present today. In this time and age, everybody's staring at damn cell phones while our kids are raising themselves with tablets. Shit's got to stop. So many people just sucked up into alcohol now where they just drink in front of their kids like it's friggin' water, and kids grow up seeing that. So by the time they're 15, 16, they're already getting drunk. By the time they get their license, they're out there playing Russian roulette with their goddamn life, and you don't know what's happening. Because trust me, you don't know what's happening because I did it and my mom never knew it was happening. And if she did know it was happening, she didn't put a stop to it because I could have been dead hundreds of times. Me and my friends were nuts. So if anybody's listening to this, if you're a parent, be a sober hero. You know, if you want to be a part of the Dad Project and you are a sober father, get at me, because, you know, my whole motivational side of me is going to be to liberate fathers to stop drinking. And then maybe that'll help mothers not to drink. And then maybe nobody's drinking in front of their kids, so we don't have to worry about this damn cycle to keep going. People, don't you understand that alcohol is a depressant? It's jammed down your throats every friggin' day, so you do not get up, so you do not level up. I put it down. Look how fast I'm leveling up. I went from being a damn career window tinner for 23 years, giving up all my time to make a little bit of money and struggle, to now working online 4 hours a day, living the same exact damn lifestyle, if not better, because now I'm happy because I get to ride my bike for 5 hours a day, or I get to play with my kids. While yous are all working, I'm playing with my kids. That's what life is about. Life is about time freedom. Life is not about buying the next boat, buying the next car, buying this, buying that. We all have to get out of that damn mentality and get back into investing in ourselves and taking chances like the rest of the friggin' world and moving forward. See, life is all about taking quality, taking value, and offering it to other people. And you can turn that into a career, like I'm going to turn it into a career. I'm taking every damn mistake I ever made and I'm putting it out there. And I'm going to teach other people how to come out of the hole. I'm showing everybody right now how to do it. No friggin' driver's license, living in a motel, is already about to sign a lease on a nice luxury apartment in Roswell that's right next to the state park, where I can ride my bike straight onto the damn state park and be happy. I can sling window tint out there if I want to at top dollar because it's a very rich area. I don't have to do that, because from this coaching thing, I'm learning how to talk to people. I'm learning how to take other people and make them the best version of himself. You know what I do? I listen to nothing but books. Right now I'm on .com Seekers. You want to know why? Because I'm going to learn how to take this message that I have and I'm going to turn it into a funnel, and I'm going to start helping other people. And that's going to accumulate money. But you see, I don't want the money. I'm taking the money and throwing it right at the Dad Project, because that's the bigger picture here. The Dad Project needs to travel. I need to be able to get out to all schools everywhere nationwide. I'm going to start lobbying money from alcohol companies and damn selves. I'm going to start writing grants to get money from the government. You know, in this day and age, people, we have to wake up, and I got to make a coaching call. I'll probably do another one because, you know, it felt good to jump back on this platform. And I love every damn each of one of you who are listening. I see a whole 20 people listen that time. I want to get that to 20,000. Take time out of your life today. Research meditation. Start reading books about subconscious mind. This is a new day and age. It's 2018. And if you want to take life by the balls, you can take it by the balls right now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.